You're listening to the Sunday Session Podcast with Francesca Rutkin from Newstalk ZB.
Joining us now is Newstalk ZB political editor Jason Walls. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, it's been a busy couple of weeks for the foreign minister. Can you give us some of the highlights to come out of his trip to Europe, Egypt and the United States?
Yeah, indeed. He's been a busy beaver. It's probably not the correct language to use for the foreign affairs minister, but nonetheless, he has been pretty busy on the global stage. As you said, he's been in Egypt and a few other countries between the Middle East and Europe. And then he was jet-setting off to the US. And I think probably the highlight of that trip was his speech to the UN, where he spoke in the General Assembly about the situation in Gaza, calling it an utter catastrophe and really being stronger in his words than we had ever heard him or anybody from the government been before on the situation that's unfolding over there. And then, of course, a couple of days later, he met with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, where he spoke about a number of things. And they used a lot of diplomatic sort of language, a lot of foreign affairs things. But at the end of the day, basically, it just looked like we were moving closer to joining the AUKUS agreement. That is, of course, the intelligence sharing agreement between the U.S., the U.K. and Australia. And now we know that South Korea and Japan look like they're keen to be involved in that as well. However, as we well know, we want nothing to do with Pillar One, which is the pact around the nuclear submarines. We're more interested in the Pillar Two, which is around defense and intelligence sharing. So big couple of weeks for the foreign affairs minister.
Difficult week for the Minister for Media and Communications. Melissa Lee was under fire again this week.
Yes, she's been under fire. I mean, the News Hub situation and the TVNZ job losses have really starkly put under pressure the state of the media right now. And of course, as the media minister, a lot of people were looking for Melissa Lee for answers, something that the government is going to do to fix the situation. I mean, from my perspective, there's not a lot that the broadcasting minister can do right now. I mean, even if she brought a cabinet paper to cabinet 6 weeks ago, 6 months ago, or frankly, if the last government did it a year ago, the situation probably wouldn't have been changed. And I think the issue that we have is we as news media need to take a good look at ourselves and probably not put so much onus on the minister. But in saying that, I mean, her bedside manner of this hasn't been particularly good. She's been accused of being a bit callous and just, you know, a little bit cold during this whole situation. I think that's why she's copping flack. And I think from Willie Jackson, who called her stupid. And I think that we need to take a step back here and look at Willie Jackson and say, well, Willie Jackson, you media minister, you were the broadcasting minister, what did you do for this situation? It's fair enough, you can throw stones as much as you like, but when you were in a position to actually do something, you need to do a little bit more than just call your rival minister stupid. We need to be looking at where the action was from you, and frankly, I don't see a lot of it.
And Jason, Question Time isn't quite living up to your expectations at the moment.
No, and you know, listen, this is a bit of a beltway sort of grumble from me, but I've just been noticing how much Question Time has just become a bit of a snooze fest. And I think it's twofold. I think half of it is because Christopher Luxon is just becoming so used to being able to obfuscate in the House. I mean, the rule of Question Time mean you don't actually have to answer a question. All you need to do is address the question. And Christopher Luxon has been bending that rule to his whim. And there have been a number of examples this week of him basically just not even addressing the question at all, which means that Christopher Hipkins, who is basically one of the best orators in the House in terms of knowing the rules, stands up every 10 minutes and just says, oh, point of order, Mr. Speaker, point of order, Mr. Speaker. And it's becoming, we're not getting much entertainment. And I know it's not about entertainment, but we're not getting a lot of information either. So I'm thinking it's becoming a little bit pointless. And I think everybody needs to step their game up a little bit.
Thank you so much, Jason. Good to catch up with you. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
For more from the Sunday Session with Francesca Rutkin, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Sunday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.